Well, plenty to talk about, but first of all, the overall play, 1-1 about right.
Yeah, Phil, I think so about right. Crawley had plenty of opportunities to get goals themselves. We got into some great positions in the first half without really hurting them. You know, I did think once we scored, I felt we'd go on and win the game comfortably. And that's not being disrespectful to Crawley. I thought they'd come on to us more. Unfortunately, Charlie slipped for the goal, and that's always a big blow when it's an individual error for the goal. But Charlie's doing very well at the minute. You know, so all in all, we take a point away from him.
And Gary Roberts, great to see him back on. I'm sure you were thinking if he was going to pull it across rather than go for the shot.
He's got that quality, Phil. I think our fans have seen that over a period of time now. He's a catalyst to how we play. He's very much one of our stars in the making, or stars in whatever you want to call it. You know, when he plays well, we play well. You know, when he scores goals, we normally get results. And since he's come back into the team, when we were in that little midst of not a great run, all of a sudden our points are starting to accumulate in a better fashion. You know, and all in all, we're pleased with the point away. One thing I must say, like I said in the last interview, you know, our travelling support the day before Christmas was absolutely fantastic. And you know, the Chesterfield people love their club, and it's a proud club to be from. And I take my hat off, because before Christmas, to travel in the numbers we travelled today, great credit. I hope they can travel with us to MK Dons next week, because it's a big game. MK Dons are a special team, and it'll be a tough game.
Gary Roberts gets the put-it for the goal, but it was all about Jimmy Ryan pressing high, winning the ball and spotting the opportunity, wasn't it?
Jimmy was excellent today, wasn't he? You know, Jimmy and Sammy had a formidable partnership for us in the middle of the pitch. The game just become too open, Phil. It just become too end-to-end, and we stopped dominating possession. And sometimes when you have 4-4-2, this is one of the key things about it. You don't really dominate the ball, and I like to dominate the ball. I like to be able to say we dominated games, and I don't think there's any stage of that where we dominated it. I think there were stages where both teams were in the ascendancy.
And of course, both goals came after the switch to 4-4-2.
It's always the way, Phil, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? But again, it's a point. You know, Crawley have some good players, but a threat. You know, it was a good game. I don't see the need for sendings off and stuff like that.
Well, let's talk about Ian Everett first. Looked as though he was suffering from concussion and a cut, perhaps.
Yeah, a nasty cut under his eye. It looks a bad one. So, you know, we'll have a look at Ian during the week now and see where that goes.
And obviously, the sending off, you were very close, only 5 yards. Ian, what did you see?
It just looked like they were rolling around on the floor to me, but. You know, I'm not criticising referees. I just don't like the way the fourth official today, from the first minute, giving them yellow card information and, you know, and acid. We're commentating on games. What we all respect is the fact that the referees run the game and they'll make mistakes. We all respect that. I'm the biggest advocate of it. And when they make mistakes as managers, they go for you now and again, they go against you. But now we seem to have 3 and 4 different people. You know, there's one occasion second half where Gary Roberts must have been 20 yards onside. And all of a sudden, it's petty. You know, I just think referees should have to whistle. They're in charge of the game and let them get on with it. It was the fourth official who got the lad sent off.
Fifth game without defeat. Another point on the road. It's moving back in the right direction.
Just what we want, Phil. I think there was a lot made when we started the season well. Then when we have a little bad run, it's feast and famine. You know, I think over the last month or two, we've all become a bit more educated into how tough the league is. You know, how much we like our own players. You know, lone players are all well and good, but they're not your own. You know, we have to trust our players and work with them, and especially when it doesn't go well. We had a rough month in October, November time. As you say, it's how many unbeaten?
Five,
which is never a bad thing. We come through a tricky type Aintree. Good home win against Barnsley. Couple of weight points. We were a little bit disappointed we haven't won one of them at Crewe and Crawley. You know, but we're happy with what we've got.
And of course, in that those five games, no more than one goal conceded in any game. So that was an element you're looking to tighten.
I just think it coincides with Morsey and Ryan being solid in the middle of the pitch and not vacating them areas, Phil. I think if we got another man in there, we'd probably dominate possession more. You know, but we want to score more goals. You know, the pressure's on J.O., Klukas, Nandy. We want these lads to score goals, you know. Because what happens now in football, people get judged a little bit too quick. You know, we've got a little squad in terms of the numbers that we have to play. We're really happy with them. Within that squad, we can rotate and do different things. So, all in all, where we're up to now, we're quite pleased with. Good to get the win last week and a point away from
them. And MK Dons only got 5 today.
MK Dons on a good side, Phil, make no bones about it. Carl's got some very good players down there. We look forward to the game. We play at Sheffield United Tuesday night, and we go there next Saturday. You know, we go there, we know we'll have good support. It's an FA Cup, it's a special cup, and it'll be getting our full attention next Saturday.